and welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Talk radio to help you make each day a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you will learn useful living information to make your meaningful life work. In this format, with Billy Roberti and me, we are talking about various subjects, and I'd like to welcome my longtime friend and co-host, Billy Roberti.
Hi, Billy. Hello. How are you? How's everyone today?
Good. Pretty good.
Thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, have been on for you with the, for the last year, but this is our last show. International transformational teacher, author, and intuitive, Maureen St. Germain is the author of the Amazon.com bestseller, Beyond the Flower of Life. Maureen was a business CEO and lobbyist for much of her professional career. In 1994, she decided to live according to her inner guru. Since then, everything has changed. She founded Transformational Enterprise Incorporated and began traveling worldwide, Europe, Canada, the U.S., Egypt, Japan, to give audiences her teachings, which integrate both a corporate and spiritual experience. Over the years, Maureen has created and produced 10 guided meditation albums. She also authored 3 books, You Are the Genie in the Bottle, Reweaving the Fabric of Your Reality, and Beyond the Flower of Life. Her company, Transformational Enterprises Incorporated, has developed a line of Ara Mandalas, essential oil blends designed to facilitate emotional healing, deeper meditations, and spiritual expansion. Today, Maureen and her company provide worldwide consulting, workshops, training, sacred journeys, guided meditations, aromatherapy products, instructional books, and related materials. And each week on this show, we intend to inspire you with our discussions on transformation, which means permanent change, to grow your connection with the universe, and to increase your relationship with God and the people around you. Today, in our last radio show, we're talking about what Mother Earth has to say about the environment. But before we get to that, we invite you to visit MaureenStGermain.com, MaureenStGermain.com, to see Maureen's books, meditation CDs, and Ara Mandala's essential oil blends. Our specials this month, which end November 30th, are free gifts with purchase. When you purchase any 10 bottles of our Ara Mandala's essential oil blends, you will receive a free 10-bottle carrying case, your gift with purchase. And when you purchase the Ara Mandala's ultimate sound and scent set, 20 Ara Mandala's blends and 8 guided meditation CDs, you will receive 2 free 16-bottle carrying cases. These make perfect holiday gifts. As we start, Maureen and I invite you to write down the listener call-in number, 800-930-2819, so you can call in to ask questions. This is our last show on the air for the foreseeable future. I think it would be good if we recapped our time on the Dr. Pat radio show and then ended with a benediction for Mother Earth. So, Maureen, let's just sort of recap. What was your purpose, your mission in having the radio show?
Well, we wanted to reach more people, and we wanted to make it more available to everyday person on how they can work with their own energy and maximize their life in ways that are readily accessible. You know, if you think you're helpless, then you don't know that you actually have tools and you're in your own awareness and your own mind, then you do feel stuck. The idea was to help people be unstuck. I also had a dream that just like I learned things for myself and wanted to make shortcuts for myself, that other people would benefit from the shortcuts I learned and that I produced for myself. This is true probably with most people who start their own business. They figure out an easier way to do something, and then they want to share it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Why have everyone making a wheel when you can give them a kit to do it?
Right.
Or, like you like to talk about, why bake a cake from scratch? If you can get a Duncan Hines or Betty Crocker mix, tastes just as good and is easier. Mm-hmm. So, do you feel you've met these goals on our show?
Well, I'd like to think so. But, of course, our listeners who have been listening have given us great feedback, and we're grateful to you, our listeners, for being there for us and for making it all worthwhile. So, you know, I don't know whether I'm the judge of that, but I'd like to think that the people who have listened are, and they've given us some feedback that says that they like what they hear. And, of course, even if you're listening now, we're still live, so we can take your calls.
So if you have some comments, suggestions, requests, this would be a good time. And we will continue talking sort of a little retrospective. And then after the break, we will talk about the Mother Earth's message about the environment. So what shows or subjects that you brought on the show were highlights for you, Maureen?
I like talking about the higher self and how each of us can become more our own divine self on purpose every day just by a few little things that we might do, a few little adjustments we might make. And that's so important. And it tells us that we're not victims, that we're choosers, and that we're change makers. And that's what I'd like to make the highlight of the show.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that we all have these abilities, some to connect with our higher self, for sure, and that some of us just are more tuned into it, just like some people are more tuned into, picking up an instrument and playing it, or, pick up some other skills. And it's like anything else, you can learn it, you can develop it. And
that's
what some of your shortcuts are about.
And for those people who called in, I think the big benefit was that someone would listen to them, and then they would give them information that they probably knew or suspected was true, but having someone validate you is so important. And this is what I would say to you, dear listeners. You are important, and what you think is important, and what you desire is important. And so ask the angels and your guide to help you and claim your power by standing up every day and say, I claim a day of heaven on earth. It's one of my key phrases that I teach people.
And I know myself that's made a huge difference. Reclaiming the power, not feeling like I'm a leaf in the wind, but that I can choose the air currents I go in, and I can shift currents. So any particular authors or people that you interviewed that really blew your mind or you really enjoyed?
Yeah, there was one man we interviewed in December a year ago, and he, I think his name was Craig someone. We'll have to go back in the archives and look. But he was a man who had basically talked about the galaxies and the connection that we have in a galactic way to creation and how we are in a spiral and that spiral is moving in a certain way that invites us to think in different ways and invites us to think in terms that we are co-creating it.
That sounds really interesting.
Yeah, it's too bad if I'd had an awareness of that idea, I would have looked back for it. But those of you who are listening, it was a December show. It was pretty near, like, the weekend before Christmas. So that show in 2009 was just remarkable. And we had some technical difficulties, but the content was fabulous, just fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So there were a few things last week that we didn't get to talk about that we really wanted to, that had to do with, I think it had to do with using the Aramandalas to help you heal and what the archangels were relating to that, I think. But I'm not sure anymore. Maybe you have a memory of that as well, Billy.
Last time, I can go in.
Well, we don't want to create a problem here. What we will say is, those of you who are listening, if you haven't yet taken the time to sit in quiet meditation and ask your higher self to present itself, I would highly recommend you do that. And if you don't have a way to feel it or see it or sense it, then train yourself to recognize the feeling on one side of the body as being yes, and then the feeling on the other side of the body as being no. And then practice on things you know the answers to. So, do I have any children? You know the answer to that. Are they all boys? Are they all girls? Was I born into a Catholic family? Some questions that are so much a part of who you are, the answer is just going to come flowing in. and let yourself learn that way through a soft, gentle practice.
Yeah, I like to say, what should I get wear today? Sometimes, you know, that kind of thing doesn't matter. Okay,
yeah.
Well, coming up, Maureen opens the Akashic Records to bring us a message from Mother Earth. So stay tuned. You're listening to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. This is Billy Roberti, and we'll be right back.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Sea vegetables. Seaweeds such as kelp, dulse, and sea palm are rich sources of trace minerals. Seaweeds are alkalinizing and anti-inflammatory. Since most of us don't consume enough, consider adding seaweed to your rice, soups, beans, etc., or munching on seaweed snacks such as sea crunchies, which are toasted sea palm fronds. Raise metabolism and support your thyroid. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
None of us enter a marriage with the goal of leaving it. Divorce and separation is heartbreaking. Disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear are normal, even if the divorce is amicable. It is possible to divorce or separate with dignity and respect. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through a divorce with soul. You come to see the possibilities being created for you. You get to step out of your marriage and into a new relationship with yourself and your life. Contact them today at 617-328-7113 or by email at coachmonique@verizon.net and visit their website, soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Welcome back to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Talk radio to help make every day heaven on earth. Today we're talking about, this is our last show, and what Mother Earth has to say about the environment. If you've tuned in the middle, you can listen to the show in its entirety on our website, www.maureenstgermain.com. That's MaureenStGermain.com. Click on our news you can use. Choose Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, and while you're on our website, sign up for our free newsletter today. You can also read about and register for Maureen's workshops on our website. When you click on our workshops link, you will see a complete description, dates, and locations of all the scheduled workshops. And if you'd like to host one or more of Maureen's workshops, drop us a line at info@maureenstgermain.com. Our listener call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. Before we take any calls, though, Maureen is going to give us a message from Mother Earth. Are you ready, Maureen?
Yes, thank you. Before I start, though, I do want to refer back to something that was said
right before the break, and that was I referred to a teacher, a researcher by the name of Walter Cruttenden. Billy looked it up, and I announced it just as she was looking it up, so we both got the information, and we would encourage you to look at that show and listen to that teacher who has much to say. And if you don't want to do that, look at his books or his materials or his website. Now, I did open up the records of Mother Earth, and I am going to give you information from Mother Earth. And I also ask you, Billy, if you have a question about what's being said, that it's okay to ask about it. Mm-hmm. The most important message that we have is about the upcoming 11-11. When Maureen originally heard of the fuss around 11-11, she poo-pooed it and said, well, that's nothing because 11-11 is simply a date in the Gregorian calendar, and there are plenty of calendars out there. It just happens to be the one that most of the West, most of the world uses. And we asked her to go into meditation, which she did, and then we corrected her and told her that because so much of the thinking, proactive people on the planet are aware of the 11-11, and so many spiritual people are aware of 11-11 as being a remarkable time, or at least it sounds like it should be, that this is carrying a great vibration. The vibration of 11 is the vibration of exposure and carrying the secular to sacred, bringing the secular to the sacred, mundane to the spiritual. So when a bunch of roses becomes a spiritual aspect with a meditation or a beautiful arrangement. So the most important thing that we want you to hear is that the earth is changing and the earth is waiting for the people to catch up and for humanity to step into their power and to know that they are co-creators and that they do get to choose. And they don't have to be, quote, victims. As co-creators, you can meditate on your crystals. The crystals carry all of the energy that comes from Mother Earth. So when you have your beautiful crystals on your altars or on your desk at work and you like looking at it, just take an extra moment and connect your heart with that crystal and let the crystal and you communicate. And you will be surprised at how it will impact you. You'll be a little more careful with your trash. You'll be a little more careful with how you speak to one another. You'll be a little more careful of the environment. And every little thing you do moves you closer to a harmonious place. There is no danger for any of you, per se. Many of you are choosing to leave early, and that is okay. Those that are left behind are the ones that wonder and worry and feel stressed for the loss. We encourage you to always seek for your connection to God through whatever means works for you. And for many of you, that's the crystals that carry the energy of Mother Earth and the divine together. That's all.
Mm-hmm. I was taking some notes. The earth is waiting for us. What can we do to catch up to her? What can we do to be ready? What can we do to be join with her?
The important thing to understand is this is not about catching up. This is simply about being ready. It's a bit like a large family who has a baby and maybe a teenager and a couple of children in between going on a big trip. And they get everyone ready, and the oldest one is still playing video games. And finally, you get him in the car, and the car smells funny because the baby just needs a new diaper. And so you stop what you're doing and take care of that. So there's those kinds of things. Not really a matter of catching up. It's just a matter of opportunity and for people to step into it. What we can say to you and to everyone who's listening is do not be afraid for the future. Instead, do what you need to do. Do what you're called to do. So if you're called buy extras of something, do that. But don't operate out of fear. Instead, follow that inner wisdom that is coming through much louder today than it was 2 years ago or 5 years ago. And let that be your guide.
What should folks do if they kind of get a little scared? They talk to someone who, like, gets their heart racing and pulse going. What can you do when you get into that state inadvertently? How can you get out?
One way is to do clearing work on yourself. And we haven't talked about clearing work on the show, but there is a very easy way where you can take a stainless steel knife, even a butter knife, really, and scrape it along your body like you would be skinning a fish, and call in Archangel Michael to escort any and all entities or energies away. Because very often, it's simply the transfer of entities or energies that are not of God. And then the other thing you can do is recite positive phrases that you've written for yourself in advance. So if you're always at your mother-in-law and she's always negative, then when you come home from that, you go right to your journal of intentions and you read, I intend that I am happy and prosperous. I intend that I know what I need to know before I need to know it. I intend that I can listen to my mother-in-law and not be impacted by her beliefs and her systems. And the other thing is, don't defend yourself to anyone. Not to me, not to anyone. And when you stop defending your actions, then the criticisms go away. So instead of when someone says, well, why did you color your hair? Instead of saying, why you really colored your hair, you just smile sweetly and pretend, I guess, because I like it that way. There's no defense in that. In that way, you don't invite people to criticize. When you give a reason, well, you know, I did this because everybody's blonde and blondes have more fun. Then we're open up to criticism. So it seems like a silly thing to make an example, but very often what causes us to move into fear is someone else's belief that's presented as a criticism of our behavior. So match your beliefs and your behaviors, and then there is nothing to fear, because fear is always a messenger. So when we have fear, we can look at ourselves and say, is this my belief system? Do I believe that I have to have a lot of hard work to earn a lot of money? Or is this my behavior? I've just been sitting around. No wonder I'm afraid I don't have any money. I haven't been doing anything. Either one, you change your belief or you change your behavior, and that will clear the fear.
Now that is really a great nugget. Because sometimes we just don't think that there's anything the matter with our thoughts. That's how we've always thought. That's how our parents thought. That's how their parents thought. But to think that we actually can start to see behaviors conflicting with thoughts and beliefs, and we might actually decide that the behavior is the more appropriate. And then it means we have to square that with our mind and say, hey, that's the old way. It doesn't work anymore. This works now. That can be very empowering. Some people feel very married to their beliefs, that's who they are. And no, that's just another thought. And
right.
It might be right. It might not be.
This is a very good point. You know, there's an old story about a ham, you know, and the husband says to his wife, why are you cutting the ham? And she said, well, because Grandma always did it. So he goes to his mother-in-law, and he says to her, why did you always cut the ham? And she says, I don't know, because my mother always did it. So he goes to Grandma, and she says, well, the pan wasn't ever big enough.
I think you got that story from me, and it was roast beef. But it doesn't matter. Change your beliefs, change your behavior, and get them aligned to your highest choice. Well, that's the end of our final show. As we draw the show to a close, just a quick reminder that you can get any part or any interview on our website. This is Billy Roberti with Maureen St. Germain, bringing you the last Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Until we meet in the heavens on a crowded street, we are wishing you a million blessings this day and claiming a day of heaven on earth for all you and all you meet.